Let's bring in the guy we'll talk to. The guy is Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning. Sounds like we're in the submarine again.
Yeah. It's there a little bit. It's not as bad as it was, but it's still there.
Verizon's awful. They suck.
Well, you got to call back and complain.
I did already.
Yeah.
And it went away as I was complaining.
Well, it's there again. It's very there. So how's your new TV?
Didn't hook it up yet. I didn't want to rush and get it done last night. I'm doing it when I get out of school today.
All right. All right. Well, you got that out of the way. So the Yankees and the Red Sox are the first teams to 40 wins. The Red Sox have 42. The Yankees have 40. The Red Sox have played three more games because the Yankees were caught in the middle of the East Coast in that horrible rain where they lost five games. Unbelievable. They've only made up, I think they've only made up two of them, and they're going to make up the other three later on this summer.
They're lucky they got rained out against the Orioles. The Orioles are hot. Oh, wait, they're playing the Mets.
Yeah, they're going to play the Mets this weekend.
Should be a disaster.
Today they have the day off, and then they play the Mets at Citi Field for three games.
Oof. The Mets can't score runs anywhere.
And they
lost 2-1 to Baltimore the night before. They lost 1-0 yesterday. They stink.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to watch.
Where they play? Citi Field, right?
Yep.
That's going to be like Yankee Stadium in 1966. More pigeons than people in July.
Now, I was watching the Yankee game last night, and Mike, here's the thing you got to love about baseball. When families go to the ballpark, there was a kid that showed up for batting practice in Toronto. He was a Yankee fan.
Yeah, I saw the little kid. Too bad he didn't get hit in the head with a ball.
No, but he got the Judge hit a home run to him in batting practice, and every inning that Judge stood up, this little kid held the sign up, "All rise for Judge," right? And Judge went 0-5, and then in the 0-4, he walked once. And then in the 13th inning, Judge got up. The kid stood up there with one hand this time on the sign, and Judge hit the home run.
I'm going to take the leftist point of view this morning. The kid should have been home asleep. He should have been at the game.
Why not? There's no school.
There's no school?
Yeah.
Where?
In Toronto. School's out.
It is?
Yeah.
Really?
There were tons of kids at the ballpark, yeah.
They should still be in school. Maybe that's why Canada's so far behind the rest of the world.
You're bad. All right. So Cleveland is going to be swept, huh?
Thank goodness.
They lost again last night. So.
I love the way they come up with nicknames. Like, now all of a sudden, Kevin Durant's the assassin. It's okay to call Kevin Durant the assassin, huh? Don't call anybody else an assassin, or else you'll get offended by it. The NBA's a joke. It's a joke. You know, I did watch the end of that game, and it was, I think, a two-point game. And Golden State was up. It was either two- or four-point game. Golden State was up, less than 2 minutes to go. Cleveland played, I guess you would call it, the zero defense, because they did nothing. They didn't pressure the ball coming up. They didn't meet the guy at the half-court line. They just let Golden State come up the court, set their offense, and score. What the heck kind of basketball is that? I mean, it's a pretty tough thing to watch. You're down 2-0. You're on your home court. You're losing the game, and you do not pressure the ball with less than 2 minutes to go. That's professional basketball, huh? What's the difference between that and Roman Reigns fighting Brock Lesnar? I don't see anything, because it's as fake can be, folks. How do you not play defense? How do you not pressure the ball when you're losing down 2-0 and less than 2 minutes in the game? How do you not pressure the ball? Who's their coach?
I don't
LeBron
know.
James? I guess he figures, well, if you don't pressure the ball, I can get it back quicker.
Well, they lost anyway.
What
now,
a joke.
Now, I want you to know Tiger Woods is going to...
Here we go again.
He's going to be at the next tournament. And instead of staying...
What, are they selling hot dogs?
No, instead of showing up and staying at a hotel, he's gonna park his yacht in the bay off.
Nice. Right. Nice.
And he's going to stay on his yacht.
That's real cool.
I just thought I'd let you know that little golf tidbit.
Yeah.
Hey, so tonight's a big game. You better get that TV hooked up.
Oh, I will. I'll be all set by 8 o'clock. I'll be all set. Watch watch probably the Caps win tonight. I mean, like I said, I'm hoping Vegas wins so that the Caps fans can get a cup win at home. But trust me, being a Devil fan back in the day, as long as they win, you don't care where they win. It would be nice to win at home, but when you never won a cup before, winning a cup anywhere works. And I think it could end tonight because Vegas, the air's coming out of the balloon. The Caps, they're getting a little bit of a lucky bounce here and there, too. The Caps are clearly the better team, and it's just a matter of time until they win this thing. And it could happen tonight, or it could happen on Saturday.
All right. The thing I love about the Stanley Cup is whoever wins it, I love that the cup goes from player to player, and they can do what they want with it for like one day or it's great. And some of the things that you hear,
wacky stuff.
I forget who it was where the cup wound up at the bottom of the swimming pool.
Oh, I'm sure it's happened more than once.
But the other
back
great.
When the Rangers won, the Belmont winner was eaten out of the Stanley Cup.
I'm telling you, there's just some great stories that go with the history of the Stanley Cup.
There's a lot of dents on there for a lot of reasons.
That's right.
But if you've never seen it, man, it's a glistening trophy.
It's
unbelievable. If you look at it, all those tiers, those rings, they've been added as it gets older. So
it's that's one thing when you look at. Now, there's nothing wrong with the Super Bowl trophy and stuff like that, blah, 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 blah.
But that's mass-produced.
Yeah, but when you look at the Stanley Cup, you actually look at the history. Yeah, the history of the National Hockey League.
Major League Baseball, basketball, football, those trophies, those championship trophies are all mass-produced. In hockey, there's only one Stanley Cup.
And you can see the history.
Mm-hmm.
The history of the National Hockey League. It really
you can see the different etchings as the names change, the way that they put them in. It's the most traditional trophy in sports.
Yeah, it's an amazing trophy. It really is.
No, it's really cool.
All right, what else? What else we got to talk about here?
We covered the Yankees. We covered the Stems. They lost again. And like you said, they play each other starting tomorrow night. Man, that's going to be ugly. And it's at Citi Field. There's definitely more Yankee fans than Met fans at Citi Field. And if the Mets are to win the game, it's going to be Friday night when Tanaka pitches against DeGrom. But DeGrom should sue the team for lack of support.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing when you look at a couple of the Mets pitchers. It's amazing to see how...
Well, even Wheeler pitched good yesterday.
The lack of support that they get is amazing.
Well, I said at the beginning of the year when they were 12-1 and everybody was banging the drum, you got a bunch of old guys playing, and they might be okay in April, but after May, the bones start getting creaky and the muscles don't come back, and the batting average goes down, and adios Mets. I mean, look at the first baseman's old, the catcher's non-productive. Frazier doesn't produce. You got Batista playing in the outfield. He's 107. Jay Bruce has, two home runs this year? You just go around the whole infield and the outfield. There's nothing going on. Conforto's their player of the future. He's feeling the pressure to produce. He's not. It's just a calamity over there.
And watch out.
It's only going to get worse. And they have no farm system. They got no players up on top to deal except for maybe DeGrom. Maybe another pitcher. Their bullpen's terrible. There's nothing there to build a team off of.
All right, and watch out. The Miami's only six games behind them now.
Oh, they're closer to Miami than they are to first.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right.
That's not good.
No, not good at all.
And the Braves and the Nationals are now tied. The Nats are playing better. The Phillies are coming back to earth. The Nationals will win that division. But, like we said, the American League is just much, much stronger in every division. I mean, even the Indians, who are only 32-28, they're better than the 32-28 team. They're going to make the playoffs. So you're going to have five strong teams in the American League that can make the playoffs, and any one of those five can win the World Series. Houston, Seattle, Cleveland, the Yankees, and Boston. Any one of those five can win.
All right. Well, we will check with you mañana.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll have our Belmont Day picks. The weather report's changed.
Oh, it looks much better.
Yeah, it looks like there will be no rain. So there'll be no excuse for any other horses when Justify beats them.
All right. We'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Conti with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.